Not that Beethoven is through, not at all. It's just that there's a new electricity and excitement in our young composer. Any sound, any music, and anything goes. Follow where the artists lead us. They are our Galileos, our Lewises, our Edisons.
Welcome again. I'm Jim Risto. This is
Video Audio Files.
Welcome to Video Audio Files, Volume Number 1. Number 1. Hi, I am Attila Flatus. And I am not drunk enough.
And I'm Quirk, I guess. Anyway,
we are your congenial hosts.
Welcome to Video Audio Files, and we've got on the program today, we have some John Oswald, we have some Sun City Girls.
Not just any old John Oswald, we have the infamous Dab by John Oswald.
And we have Katie Lee, Marie Osmond doing Dada poetry. Negative Land V2. We have Amanda Lear doing something about comic books. We have the Thinking Fellers Union. And we have the father of immediatism, Hakim Bey, talking about our police state.
What a radio show, just for you.
That's right. But coming up next, we have the Sun City Girls.
That's right, from the wonderful and colorful album, Midnight Cowboys from Ipanema, we have their incredible, talented, breathtaking cover of Rush's Fly By Night. Right out of here.
I've done it all, Pop.
You've done nothing, Alan.
I've done more than you, you old fucking cum slime.
Alan!
Yeah?
Don't you raise your voice at me.
I'll raise my life.
I can show you more in one night than you've ever seen in your life. One night!
One night.
We just get in the car. We'll take you and I can show you things you wouldn't believe, whether it's a whore sucking an elephant's.
Oh, cat, I see that back alley's in Portable John. Ah, bull. I've done it all, cat.
Why don't you get a car, big man?
It's my car. Everything is mine. I own the world. Are you ready for that?
Bye. I'm outwardly calm, apparently normal, quick to smile and slow to peak. But I have a little quirk, a pattern, so to speak. I rarely, if ever, hold a job. I never finish my work. I'm an affable kind of a slob, a highly disorganized, placid sort of a jerk. I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I have talents that I never use. I try to win, but I love to lose, because I've got the will to fail. It's such a thrill to fail, a thrill to fail. I've a backward kind of basic need. I get my kicks when I don't succeed, because I've got the will to fail. I seem to make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very irrational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct. Because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, but slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, a tiger called the will to fail. An effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct. Because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, but slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, tiger called the will to fail.
Tonight's the night I shall be talking about a flu, the subject of word association football. This is a technique out of living, much used in the practice makes perfect of psychoanalysis, dear brother, and one that has occupied Piper the majority rule of my attention squad by the right number 1, 2, 3 for the last 5 years to the memory. It is quite remarkable, Charlie, how much the son, this so-called Valiura word association of this problem, influences the man from heaven, which is
Shampa uwala wata olobo. Hechtada gorem esed zumbada. Wulubu susuba de uluwa susuba de tamba. Ba umf. Kasagama. Ba umf.
Going on with Christian Barra, the famous hearty part of the Let Us Now Praise famous mental homes for loonies like me. So on the button, my contention causing all my headaches is that unless we take into account of Monte Cristo in our thinking, George V, this phenomenon, on the other hand, we shall not be able, satisfactor fiction section of the Watford Public Library, generally, to understand retention when I'm talking to you and stop laughing about human nature, man's psychological makeup, some story the wife will believe, and hence the very meaning of life itself, is bastard, I'll kick him in the balls upon road.
Well, I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
The Spanish Inquisition?
Yeah, that's another Monty Python skit. That was John Cleese we heard from that Monty Python handkerchief and tie record.
Matching tie and handkerchief.
With an insert in the middle there by, it was...
Marie Osmond.
I'm a little bit Dada.
Osmond.
Oh, yes, right. The mama of country.
Uh-huh, yeah, we started off the set with the Sun City Girls. Fly by Night, a lovely...
Yes, the Sun City Girls, just an incredible, incredible band, and I just...
What is the singer's name?
I can sing. That's really...
Operetta. Full blown.
Might be Pemulous. Pemulous.
And then we had The Will to Fail by lovely and talented Katie Lee from an incredible compilation from Research Magazine called Incredibly Strange Music Volume 1.
I don't see what, I mean, it was kind of quirky, but was that really strange? I mean, I can relate.
Yes, it was. It was really, really a lovely song. I don't think it's strange at all.
Well, Research comes out of San Francisco. They think everything's kind of strange down there.
It's so do the Sun City Girls. So that was our San Francisco set.
And coming up next, we have the band Negative Land doing their really big hit song that no one's heard because it was banned, called
U2.
And they were sued by U2,
the band. $70,000 in the hole, I think they are, as a result of that lawsuit.
And this is not a big band, ladies and gentlemen. These people actually have day jobs, so this is a lot of money to them. But Negative Land are media plunder pioneers. They cut up and samples and that kind of thing, very much like U2's Zoo TV tour, which they embarked upon right after suing Negative Land.
Yeah, and considering Negative Land has been pursuing media plunder since 1980, that would sort of make U2 their disciples, I suppose.
Kill the competition and then steal their ideas.
What a lovely concept.
It was what Picasso was all about.
The high and mighty
balls. You know what they say, balls to Picasso.
But you can hear it here. Up next, we have Negative Land's U2
on the Idio
Audio Files.
Production or what?
What did you say?
What kind of production?
There are all sorts of possibilities you could do. You know, a little spoof on something.
This is also nothing new.
Yeah, get stuff together, no problem. There's nothing to do.
Come on, let's go. No.
Oh, well.
This is American Top 40.
I have climbed the highest mountains.
Yeah, I believe it's the weather, man. No.
And guess what?
Where you at?
I have run through the field only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else, just you.
Here's the first Top 40 hit.
And guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run, I have crawled. I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it, but nevertheless, I have done that for you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Only to be with you, I've done all these things.
Yeah,
with you. The fat one, that's it.
You're
the fat one, and I want to be with you.
I say, why was it changed here?
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Maybe they'll make it as a joint.
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it.
They're kind of like...
I just can't seem to find it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Come on.
And here's what else I've done.
Come on, let's see what we can find.
I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. I've even done that.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
While I was doing that, you know, all the kissing on the honey lips, it burned like fire, and it reminded me of cheap melting plastic, the kind that makes little clouds of white vapor gas, and then when it catches on fire, it makes those little strings of black smoke with little ashes attached to them. That's how it was kissing honey lips.
Why are we doing it? Why have we changed something?
I still haven't found it.
Oops.
The last thing he wants to do is sound like anybody else. So, if you...
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Got challenged, musically speaking. You know, you've got to find new sounds on the guitar. You've got to find a new way of approaching a 4-4 beat. You know, rock and roll still needs innovation. You know, and there's a lot. There's a lot out there.
Someone has said, get a great ideal, a great purpose, marry it, and raise a band.
What the hell's going on here?
Bono.
Yeah, I should be saying American Top 40 is heard.
Are you two married to a great idea?
It was every week American Top 40 is heard.
Everything is topsy-turvy.
I'll say it is. Is it to just screw up things?
Marriage is not you two living for each other.
Because I can't say this. You know,
let's see what we can find.
Everything's such a mess.
I thought we're almost finished.
Is you two uniting to live as a team for this great purpose?
Michael,
think.
I can't find anything either.
Up there,
Tourism
is back again.
There's no one in here yet. Nothing but Uncle Jim's shortwave radio set.
Andres is down on the phone.
Friday that we can't pay you anything for this until our label sends us some of the money of yours. So this will have to be benefit terms.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Well, I gotta catch a plane. Give my regards to the weatherman, and you too.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but...
Yeah, the guy that's talking to the about there for a minute.
Now, Megan, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Hey, sewer mouth. Hey, I'm on a frequency. I bet you can't find me. There's a spy band out there.
That's the letter, too. And the numeral, too.
I was a worm in the night. And... cold as a stone, I was.
All right. Okay, let's try it, okay?
And I believe in kingdom come, and all the colors bleeding into one big mess. I'll probably have to get out the STP cleaner on that one. Maybe the 409, but I'm not sure yet.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
And you broke the bond. You broke the goddamn bond. You loosened the chain. You carried it across. And my shame,
Why have we changed something that we've been doing all along?
You know, I believe it.
All right.
No, I guess I don't believe it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is blowing.
But nevertheless, I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U.
I haven't found what I'm looking for. I haven't found it.
I can't
I'm
say it again.
I'm looking for it, but I don't even know where it is.
And the numeral, too.
I don't even really know anything anymore. I just...
Yeah, it doesn't sound right either.
I don't really know what to do.
All right.
Or do I?
Okay, let's try it, okay?
But I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral, too.
Doesn't make sense, but I still haven't found it. I'm looking. I'm looking for it. No, I'm looking for it.
That's the letter U and the numeral, too.
I just don't know much of anything. Maybe I ought to be shot point blank in the stamper tonight.
That's the letter U and the numeral, too. Is that the way I say that? I don't know how to say it.
You too. I still haven't found it.
Look, he jiggered. There it is.
We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the 50 states.
Hey, sewer mouth, we're going to get you.
This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. God, I hate that. We come out of that, and then I got to say the goddamn American. I hear the American Top 40 jingle, and I say, this is American Top 40. Let the goddamn jingle ID this show. I ID the show whenever there isn't a jingle, don't I?
The winner is...
Don't I do it between every goddamn record that we play?
When I'm alone at night, alone in my room, when I switch off the light, then my friends walk in, and my party Barbarella Moretti, glad you could join in the fun. My friends are Superman and Lionel, Dear and the Cap and Dr. Strange. We talk and play all night between us. I'm not alone. I'm not alone anymore. gee, it's great to see you, old man. Hi, Mandrake. Hello, Flash Gordon. Glad you could come once again. There's Son of Dirt chatting a blondie. Kraft and the Wizard of Oz. Batman and Robin, the life of the party. I'm not alone. I'm not alone anymore. Well, it sure is a nice party tonight. All my favorite friends are here. Did you remember to invite Charlie Brown? And Snow White? Vampirella, can I get you a drink? Welcome home, Lil Abner and Snoopy. Cousin Grace to see you again. Hi, Sheena, Barbarella, Modesty. Glad you could join in the fun. My friends are Superman and Linus, Dear Andy Cap and Doctor Strange. We talk and play all night between us. I'm not alone. I'm not alone anymore. Well, thank you for coming. It's been a lovely party.
Okay, tell me. Was she really a man that got turned into a woman?
Well, according to a couple of sources...
By the way, we're talking about Amanda Lear, the woman we just heard singing.
After Negative, yes. Oh yeah, her wonderful song, Comics, from the Amanda Lear album that we just heard. As a matter of fact, isn't that a coincidence?
Oh, yes. I mean, given her voice, I can see how people may think she was a man. But, I mean, we got a photo of her body right here, and it doesn't look like a man's rib cage or anything.
According to the Fine publication, Celebrity Sleuth, Fine American publication, one of those foreign publications, it seems to be in question whether she ever was a man. Some people think that it was when she was hanging out with David Bowie, that he convinced her to tell everybody that she used to be a man, while other sources seem to suggest that while Salvador Dali was painting pictures of her, he convinced her to originally have the sex change that turned her into a woman.
It was a pretty good operation by the looks of things.
Amorous bisexual Angela Bowie's autobiography contains many juicy tidbits about Amanda. She was really fascinating. I had her pegged as a genuine hermaphrodite, rather than the sex change everyone said she was. She was exceptionally beautiful in a delicate, feminine way you don't see in straightforward sex changes. Well,
and that was a great song.
I liked it. Comics. I like comics. I read a lot of them when I was
My life is a comic.
Well, coming up next, we have another band song, another song that you shouldn't be listening to.
Listen to this, people. It's sure. Bad for you. It's illegal.
In fact, it's not only is it bad, but it is actually Dab by John Oswald.
And it's worthy of mentioning that Michael Jackson, when he won the lawsuit against John Oswald, did not attempt to extract money from him, unlike Bono. So it just goes to say that perhaps Michael Jackson isn't nearly quite so selfish and greedy.
Really strange!
Michael Jackson's not strange.
Oh. On his own planet, he's very normal.
He's not nearly as much of a money-grubbing bastard as Bono.
But we all think, or at least I think it's actually been verified that Michael Jackson actually did have a sex life. Now, a rich white woman is somewhere insane. Hey!
Wasn't there an Amanda Lear painting hanging in Spain?
Yeah, there's, I'm sure Michael Jackson was bought, along with all of the small little Russian countries that nobody's really heard.
Well, this is still the Idio Audio Files, and
this
enjoy.
Is Dab.
Dab.
Dab. A little dab will do you.
Bang, bang, bang. coffee.
A lot of coffee.
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
A lot of coffee.
Hot coffee.
Having coffee.
A lot of coffee.
The yellow is a baby. He just played with this stuff thrown onto the rear of the suit. I guess it was his turn. Hiccup the shouted to sleep, then spun around and said to me in an odd and cracking high-pitched voice, "Round bend, I think it's heading your way. Round bend, I think it's heading your way. Round bend, I think it's heading your way.
Was quite intentional starting it at the wrong speed because we accidentally listened to it for the first time at the wrong speed and thought that it sounded really cool both ways, so we wanted to give everyone a taste of it.
Yeah, it's one of those newfangled 7-inch singles, you know, that's like has an LP on one side and an EP on the other. Figure that out.
If you put it in the microwave, it becomes a CD.
And popcorn. Buttered popcorn with golden toppings. Can you feel it, children? The golden topic. Lord, the patron.
Anyway, that was Thinking Fellers Union, was it?
Yeah, that was the Thinking Fellers Union after Dab, and
we're friends of that wonderful band, the Sun City Girls. I just love that band to death. They're just the high point of my existence. They are the golden topping on my
cheeto. What have we coming up?
And coming up, we have the media disc, Hakim Bey, talking about cop culture.
The police. Gotta love them. The boys.
Yeah, he's like a situationalism, isn't he?
He's the modern situationist. He's an immediatist. He's sort of
he's
the
one
evolution
of those people
of
who believe that like public copying stations and freenet capacity should be taken over by free radicals, leftist morons, bad teeth. Can't spell properly.
Something like that. I'm not sure if that's exactly his message.
Right on, brother. Right on.
But I don't think he would oppose, especially the bad teeth. I mean, you know, who doesn't? Who doesn't like bad teeth? You know, rotten teeth just never go out of style.
This is true.
So that's it. So this was the Idiowaudio Files, and you're going to enjoy a track from Immediatist Hakim Bey.
I'm Steve Jobs, and I make computers. Now, I'm interested in the future, so I'd like to see what a few people have to say about it. I can walk over here, enter future into the computer, and find out that, see what George Orwell had to say. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Cop culture. If one fictional figure can be said to have dominated the pop cult of the 80s, it was the cop. Fucking police everywhere you turn, worse than real life. What an incredible war. Powerful cops protecting the meek and humble at the expense of a half dozen or so articles. Right. Dirty Harry. Nice human cops coping with human perversity. Coming out sweet and sour, you know. Rough and knowing, but still soft inside. Hill Street Blues, most evil TV show ever. wise-ass black cop scoring witty racist remarks against hick white cops who nevertheless come to love each other. Eddie Murphy, class traitor. For that masochist thrill, we got wicked bent cops who threaten to topple our cozy consensus reality from within, like computer-designed tapeworms. But naturally get blown away just in the nick of time by the last honest cop, RoboCop. Ideal amalgam of prosthesis and sentimentality. We've been obsessed with cops since the beginning, but the Rozzers of yore played bumbling fools. Keystone Cops, Car 54, where are you? Booby Bobbies set up for Fatty Arbuckle and Buster Keaton to squash and deflate. But in the ideal drama of the 80s, the little man who once scattered blue bottles by the hundred with that anarchist's bomb innocently used to light a cigarette, the tramp, the victim with the sudden power of the pure heart, no longer has a place at the center of narrative. Once we were that hobo, that quasi-surrealist chaotic hero who wins through Wu Wei over the ludicrous minions of a despised and irrelevant order. But now, we are reduced to the status of victims without power, or else criminals. We no longer occupy that central role, no longer the heroes of our own stories. We've been marginalized and replaced by the other, the cop.
Cops is real.
Thus, the cop show has only three characters, victim, criminals, and police officers. But the first two fail to be fully human. Only the pig is real. Oddly enough, human society in the 80s, as seen in the other media, sometimes appeared to consist of the same three cliché archetypes. First, the victims, the whining minorities bitching about rights, and who, pray tell, did not belong to a minority in the 80s. Shit, even cops complained about their rights being abused. Then, the criminals, largely non-white, despite the obligatory and hallucinatory integration of the media, largely poor, or else obscene rich, hence even more alien, largely perverse, i.e., the forbidden mirrors of our desires. I've heard that one out of four households in America is robbed every year, and that every year nearly half a